Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I am so glad that y'all found me today. As you might have noticed, we're just going audio today. Sorry about that. You'll get to see all the lovely faces by next week. Like I said, so glad you found me. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, advocate, and all-around hypnotherapist here in Southern California. And, you know, a rainbow girl going way, way back. As a matter of fact, going back so far that we found a kindergarten picture where I'm still wearing purple. Boy, if that isn't one. We all know how I like to start the show, so just same rules apply whether you can see me or not. This is a safe place exercise that we start out with every show. So no driving, heavy equipment, or supposed to be concentrating on something else. So let's take a deep breath. Hold it. And slowly, slowly exhale with a smile. Now we're going to do part two, which is even more of a safe place thing. So let's wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle, wiggle those toes. Come on, in shoes, out of shoes, I don't care. Now wiggle your buns. Come on, squeeze them. Welcome them cheeks. Here we go, because we know how fun that is. Because you can't squeeze your cheeks together without making people laugh and smile and all those fun things that we get to do. Now I need you to take another deep, deep, deep breath. And this time as you exhale, tell yourself, you know, an affirmation, a light, you know, just something to get you through the day. It could be, I got this. It could be, I've never, you know, found a bad affirmation, unless you're looking in the negative and you know we don't do that. Now, if you've got an extra second, roll that neck around while you're taking those nice deep breaths and just think it. In less than a minute, you have now loosened all of your muscles from your toes to your nose. How cool is that? And it's something that you can do at any time. Like I always say, check yourself out first, mentally and physically, to make sure that, you know, you're helping you first. I want to thank everybody that's a part of the show and all my Patreons, and know that I got some cool swag going on in there. So if you'd like to become a Patreon member and help support the show, I would love that. So here we are once again today. And I have a kind of a different way of doing the Weeble Kung Fu today, because we know that Weeble Kung Fu is my way of having you become more of that person that you wanted to have growing up, or just helping you be a more authentic you. So, you know, this is what we're all about. And today we have a special guest. Today we have Dr. Amy Harris Newton. So how are you doing today?
Great, Shirley. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I am a big fan.
Yay! I always love big fans. So how's it going in your neck of the woods? I heard that you had some snow.
Yeah, so I'm in the Chicago suburbs. We've had some great weather the last couple of weeks. Today we got a couple inches for sure, but hopefully it will settle down and melt later this week. So I think we're all about over it. In the burbs with the snow, and I'm excited that spring is just around the corner.
No doubt. It's weird living in California because sometimes you can't tell. You know, it's like, what season is it? It's like, what time of day is it? Anywhere in the last couple months, it's like, oh, it's going to rain today. Oh, no, sorry, it's 80. So I totally get that.
That's awesome. I'm a little jelly, sure.
Well, I grew up in Washington, so I am so over snow. It's unbelievable. So I'm looking over your website, and I was just like, what I loved about it is how the fact that you're part of the mental health community that uses holistic health along with traditional health. What made you decide to do that?
You know, kind of cool. I am a clinical psychologist by training, and I've since gone on and become a certified clinical hypnotherapist and do past life regression hypnotherapy. But what I was seeing, you know, I ran a pretty traditional practice, primarily focused on cognitive behavioral therapy. But, you know, as I got more seasoned, became more integrative, but it became apparent that even though I believe I was doing really, really good work, a lot of people were hitting a ceiling with the results that they got. And so the more I study, I love learning. I just kind of eat it up.
Me too.
That can tell from your shows, no doubt about it. But there was clear that what I could provide was going to be really limited unless people were addressing their underlying physical health issues too. So decided in 2011, just to kind of take a big, deep breath, you know, face my fear and hire some more therapists and hire a psychiatrist at the time that was very holistic. And then it's kind of grown naturally from there. We've added, you know, so many wonderful things, chiropractic, acupuncture, Reiki. We still do traditional medicine, traditional psychiatry. We do massage therapy. We've got, you know, a practitioner that teaches yoga. So the vision is to provide everything that someone would need for body, mind, and spirit healing. And so it's been a beautiful evolution in that regard, because when we're just focused on holistic, but there's underlying health issues that can benefit from, you know, more conventional interventions, you know, there's a time and a place for that. But rarely are we going to find, you know, that people will get the health and healing that they need just from conventional interventions. It's just not enough. Especially for, you know, body, mind, and spirit. We need people like, you know, what you do, you know, clinical therapists, you know, somebody that does Reiki, somebody that does essential oil, somebody that maybe does massage, or again, past life regression, or, you know, in a more traditional sense, maybe somebody needs an antidepressant. Maybe it's that bad in the moment. But I think this holistic approach puts everybody in a much more powerful position to get the treatment and the results that they need, as well as that they deserve.
Well, and you know, there are a lot of times when, you know, on your website, I noticed that you have a section that's the difference between, you know, a client and a coach, or, you know, and it's like sometimes people come in for one thing and the next thing you know, I'm their bartender. They're just spilling their guts, and I'm going, you're way out of my scope.
Yeah.
So by you explaining, okay, just because somebody says they're a coach does not mean that they can do this.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and maybe you don't want a coach. That's not what you're looking for. Because some people don't read the whole description.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of times, to your point, exactly, they confuse what coaching is, you know, and what counseling is. And
exactly,
it's really more focused on symptom based, and coaching is really more, I would say, more goal oriented, more achievement oriented, kind of things you can track and measure. And not to say that you don't address, you know, emotional things within that context, you certainly do. I mean, because there may be fears that you address in a coaching situation that are preventing somebody from, you know, getting the results they need. But counseling is much more clinically based. You know, what are the symptoms you're dealing with?
Exactly. You know, and one thing that I've noticed is that I too am a clinical hypnotherapist. And when people hear the word clinical,
yeah,
or they hear therapist on the end of something, mm-hmm, and it's like, no, read it all together as a group. Clinical hypnotherapist. That does not mean that I do this.
But I mean, I'm going to take you back. I'm going to take you way back.
Exactly. You know, and then you have the people that, you know, look at a lot of people that are psychiatrists, psychologists, things like that, just look at hypnotherapists like we're, you know, three-headed monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I think more and more people are becoming open to the idea. But it's still like, you know, a little woo-woo for some people.
Oh, it's way woo-woo for a lot of people.
Yeah, especially, you know, when we talk about past life regression.
Exactly. Yes. And I have people that'll go, I don't believe in any of this, but can you try to hypnotize me? It's like, okay, what happened to I don't believe in this?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people are intrigued and they're curious, but they're maybe a little bit fearful too.
You know, right.
And I'm sure, you know, you let people know if you don't want to be hypnotized, you're not going to be hypnotized. You have
right.
to the idea. But I think there are a lot of people that, like I said, are intrigued, but still a little apprehensive because they don't understand how this subconscious and emotional mind works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get to start out with the this is your brain. This is, you know.
It reminds me of those bad commercials from the 80s.
This absolutely.
On drugs.
Exactly. It's like, this is your brain. This is your brain subconscious.
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, I like to, I don't know, you know, in your training, but I like to liken it to like a glacier. You know, all you can see, our conscious mind is that top 10% that you can see above the
yep.
wall. But our subconscious mind is 90% of everything is ruled by our subconscious mind. And when
right.
you understand how it works, it's like a world of possibilities could open up to you. So the work that you do with your clients is absolutely phenomenal because you put them in a position of having breakthroughs, you know, on so many different levels.
Well, and, you know, I kind of tell, you know, clients that I'm more of a tour guide. Mm-hmm. You know, I can, you know, tour you around your brain, but it's you that's doing the work.
It's really cool. And that's empowering to people. You know,
yeah.
They have
to go, you have to be, it's, and I ask people straight out, it's like, why are you coming to me? Mm-hmm. Are you coming to me because you want to? Are you coming to me because, you know, somebody made you come?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you have this beautiful clinic that's got all these different holistic things, but some traditional too. Mm-hmm. Does the having the woo-woo stuff because even, you know, it's funny because we always say, you know, the first woo-woo to cross over was chiropractic.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, and then the next one was acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
That's becoming a little more. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that we're in the third wave.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can speak for myself. I've had some tremendous positive results with hypnosis. You know, many, many years ago, I was going through divorce and I was working out like a fiend, doing a boot camp several days a week, but I was also eating poorly. So, you know, I put on a lot of weight. If you're eating more than you're burning off, you're going to gain weight. And, you know, I'm working a lot. So I decided to see a hypnotherapist for weight loss. And, you know, safely and naturally within 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months, rather, I lost, you know, all of that weight. And, you know, I've since used it for a goal achievement. I've used it for, you know, anxiety. So I've used it personally for a lot of things. And it wasn't until, you know, several years after that, that I decided to get certified as a, you know, a clinical hypnotherapist. So I hope it's coming more into the norm, you know.
The hardest part of being a hypnotherapist is people's reaction, because mm-hmm. it's either you're fake, mm-hmm. there's something going on with you, or, oh my God, don't look at her eyes. You don't know what she can do.
What can you do with your eyes, Cheryl?
Exactly. It's like, you don't want to look in my eyes anyway. It just says I need more sleep. That's all my eyes are going to tell you. So quit looking. You know, it's like, ooh, she's scary. No.
You know, I think more people are comfortable, at least in my experience, my clinical experience, more people are comfortable coming to see a hypnotherapist to quit smoking, quit
right.
smoking and weight loss, I think are the two areas, at least in the Chicagoland area, that people are more open to exploring, you know, hypnosis as as an option.
Or they've already tried it, or they have a relative that's tried it, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's like a word of mouth thing.
Mm-hmm.
You start it with this and then you get this and
Yeah. But, you know, it's really, really cool. One of the things that, you know, I share with my clients when we're doing kind of like an intake session, if they come to me for hypnosis, mm-hmm. you know, I'll tell them a little bit, you know, about the history of hypnosis. And, you know, it was endorsed, I think, by the American Medical Association in the 50s. And it's interesting to note that the Catholic Church actually endorsed hypnotherapy.
Right.
What is a quote, legitimate form of healing way back in the 70s, I believe. So
and
help put people's mind at ease.
I know you have to give them, you know, you start out the same way, you know, exactly. Let's start with, you know, a little bit of history. Let's start out with a big old circle in your monkey brain mm-hmm. and then we'll take it from there. Mm-hmm. And just the fact, you know, I let people know. Hypnosis has been around for a really long time. It didn't just pop out of nowhere.
Yeah, forever and ever. I mean, our mind naturally goes into a state of hypnosis anywhere from 15 to 50 times an hour. It's one of the ways that our mind and our body just kind of reboots and integrates information and purges information. So it's a very naturally occurring state. I mean, anybody that's been driving someplace and they're lost in thought and they realize, oh, shoot, I missed my exit. It's like a light state of hypnosis.
Or if you get home and you're not quite sure how you got there.
Well, exactly.
That's my favorite one. People go, no, I don't do hypnosis. I can't. I can't be hypnotized. And I'm like, have you ever done this? And they go, well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
it's pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable.
Because they're telling you they can't be hypnotized while they're like the easiest person to take under.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The subconscious emotional mind, it's remarkable resource. Untapped, I'm sure, the possibilities.
Oh, yeah. So I like to, you know, bringing somebody on the show that can explain to people, you know, or back what I say every time, you know. I can do hypnosis on my computer. I work with clients online. We've all pretty much had to go online mm-hmm. instead of seeing people face to face. So how did that change your clinic?
You know, that's a great question. Most of the clients that I've seen for hypnosis this year and even, you know, throughout last year, they came in person. I mean, we can offer video visits, telephone visits, in-person visits. So we were very fortunate in that regard that our clients trusted us, you know, to come in. But you're absolutely right. You can hypnotize somebody. Forgive me. I have done hypnosis last year. I forgot. There was one woman that was studying for her doctorate. She was studying her board in psychology or something like that. And we did several sessions, you know, on Zoom. And it was equally effective. The thing is, if somebody's open and they're willing to, you know, relax into it and trust the process, you can get remarkable change, whether it's over the phone, you know, whether it's over Zoom. A great example, somebody watching television, you know, under 2 minutes.
Totally.
So if you can, if in under 2 minutes, you're going to be so engrossed in that television show, then you can absolutely do hypnosis via Zoom because it's not the medium, it's the openness.
Exactly. With my clients, well, see here, we got shut down and it was like, boom,
wow.
You're all of a sudden working from your office or working from your house or you're not working at all. And we're still that way.
Wow. My goodness, Shirley.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So we've had to, here in California, especially, and some other states too, but here, you know, they won't even talk about it.
My goodness.
You know, it was kind of a do or die situation when it came to working with clients.
You know, I'm so impressed and proud that you just persevered in the tenacity and the commitment, I think, to honoring and serving your clients at a time, you know, of incredible need and to be able to adapt like that. That's just remarkable.
Well, one of the things that I had to do was kind of explain to, and this is how I kind of explain it to people, the difference between online and personal. If you come in and see me in an office, I'm going to put you in a really comfortable chair. You're going to close your eyes and listen to my voice. If we're doing it online, you're at home in a nice, comfortable chair. You're going to close your eyes and listen to my voice.
Awesome.
You don't actually have to be in the same room as me to just listen to me.
Nope.
And for me to help you out. It's like your eyes are closed because people go, but what if I can't see you? What do you need to see? Your eyes are going to be closed anyway. So that's awesome that you've gotten to stay open.
Yeah, we've been very, very blessed. Very blessed.
You know? And it's been a year since, you know, the place where I was renting a room for, you know, for my clients went and, you know, she came in and said, sorry, we're closing the whole spa down. We've been shut down. So, you know, it's kind of a buy now.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it's, you know, it does freak you out. So then you have to just go, okay, how do I handle this? And, you know, one of the things that I had come up with was this technique called Weeble Kung Fu.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
So with Weeble Kung Fu, it's having a mental health toolbox where the old saying of, you know, Weebles Wobble.
Yeah, I remember that. I had some, if that tells you how old I am.
I actually have a couple, and I have one that actually looks like me, which is frightening. But the whole idea is if one thing doesn't work, something else will.
Love it.
So I've taught through my different shows, it's like, okay, we're going to learn how to focus on this. We're going to learn how to focus. We're going to add this to your toolbox and add this to your toolbox. Mm-hmm. And I needed, you know, a different way of just saying we're going to load, tools and tips and tricks into your toolbox. So I just came up with the Weeble Kung Fu, and people remember that.
It's clever. You know, the first time I listened to one of your podcasts, I heard it, I'm like, oh.
It's like the infamous, what is Weeble Kung Fu? But it's like, if I think you need to have more than one thing in your toolbox to help you out.
For sure. You can't with just a wrench.
No.
You know, it's going to fix everything.
Exactly. And I've got, you know, with some people, if I do have to tell a client that they're out of my scope, I try to find somebody I can work with so we can all work together.
I love that.
I'm like, we're a team working for you.
Right. So many providers get competitive and territorial. It's like, hey, oh, I'm not going to steal your client or your patient. Let's, you know, it's like in kindergarten, you want to play well with other people. When you have, you know, I've got something on my vision board, it says healthcare providers working together, you know, is a true healthcare community. And I couldn't have said it better. That collaboration helps everybody.
Oh, it does. And some people just don't quite, it's the competitiveness.
Yeah. There's more than enough people with struggles and symptoms. You know, there's no shortage of business.
Yeah. Believe me, people are more stressed out now than they were a year ago. Have you been noticing a different type of client coming in? I mean, like you said, for most clients, the two big ones are, you know, weight loss and smoking.
For hypnosis. I've had, but we've, you know, because we're an integrative practice, you know, we've seen everything. We continue to see simple, you know, hey, you know, I need my blood pressure meds refilled to, you know, significant trauma and, you know, people that, you know, trauma involves FBI investigations and, you know, so it runs the gamut anywhere from acute to chronic. But I remember I had this one woman last year the year before, she was traveling to Germany and had a massive heart attack and died. And it revived her after almost an hour. Isn't that incredible? After almost an hour. And so she ends up being, and she was from the States, she ends up being hospitalized for 1 week over in Germany, and she completely lost her entire memory that week. So she came in to see me for hypnosis to uncover that week's worth of memories that she had lost. It was
really
incredible. Yeah.
See, I love that because that's what people don't always get to understand that, that we do more than make you bark like a dog or quirk like a chicken.
Yeah. Although there's a fear of people, you know, people are, you know, am I going to go into a trance? You know,
am I going to get stuck?
Will I do or say something that embarrasses me? And, you know, it always feels good to reassure people. It's like, no, our subconscious mind, our mind is designed to protect us. It's never going to do or say anything that would embarrass us or humiliate.
Exactly. I'm like, I can't make you do anything that you wouldn't normally do.
Now, so, if you normally bark like a dog.
You know, if you're, you know, I am not a Vegas showgirl, thank God, but I'm not that Vegas person that's doing a stage show. Mm-hmm. And people kind of have the one of the things that I love about this platform is that I get to bring in people that can vouch that, you know, clinical hypnotherapy, you know, it's a real thing.
It's absolutely a real thing.
it's not just a Vegas stage show.
No, there's different types of hypnosis, right? There's stage hypnosis, you know, there's conversational hypnosis, there's clinical hypnosis, there's medical hypnosis. You know, a lot of dentists will use hypnosis rather than anesthesia. I know there are a lot of pregnant women that will opt for hypnosis rather than anesthesia during childbirth, or, you know, and people that do surgeries, you know. That will opt for, you know, medical hypnosis. So it has broad reaching application, not just, again, as you say, you know, so much more than just weight loss and smoking cessation.
Well, and I mean, when I decided my specialty was going to be working with the LGBTQIA community. Mm-hmm. And people were like, well, what do you think they're going to come in for? And I'm like, oh, they're going to come in for the same thing as everybody else. It's just, I need to let people know that there is an alternative out there, that you don't have to train your therapist.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's the number one thing. But I have had people tell me straight out, you know, you should change to something or list everything that you're trained in. Are you kidding me? How could I list everything that I've trained for? Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to be, if you write down and you don't specify something, like I know some great sports therapists. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, that's what they list themselves as. I work and I do, you know, that's my niche. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you have a niche or just kind of an every?
You know, I've actually kind of, you know, broadened over the last several years. I primarily was doing psychotherapy, and then I started integrating coaching because I got some certifications for that. And then I started to integrate hypnosis when I got certified for that in 2013. And since then, I've gone on to study functional and integrative medicine. So now I see people for functional medicine consultations. I see people for hypnosis and those kind of consultations. I still do a little bit of clinical psychotherapy. I speak quite a bit. So I'm finding that, you know, kind of taking a more holistic approach is keeping me from being burned out, because there was a period in my career where I think 2008, 2009, you know, all I had been doing is psychotherapy, and I kind of got to a burnout place. So I realized I needed to diversify. And that was part of the impetus to, you know, launching the integrative practice too, is, you know, to do more than just be a clinical psychologist. And now I find that, you know, the mix of things that I do is really quite gratifying, and it keeps me hungry to keep learning.
And that's the other thing, you know, I always, so, you know, one of the things that I tell people is talk to whoever it is, interview your therapist.
Yeah, for sure.
Interview that person, make sure that they say they're, in my case, a you know, hypnotherapist, make sure that they've taken more than a weekend class or a 2-hour thing. Or I actually heard about a person that was doing actual hypnosis on people that had just watched YouTube channels, you know, a YouTube channel. And it's like, Seriously, you want people that are actually trained. And I've had people go, you go to school for this? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Extensive. It's rather extensive training too.
Yeah. I mean, if you've done it right, and then, you know, I do follow up.
For sure. For sure. The Hippocratic Oath, above all, do no harm.
Right.
I want to make sure that I'm much like you, putting my clients in a position where they're going to, you know, accelerate their growth and development. They're going to, you know, be able to achieve their goals, whatever this is. I don't want to put somebody in harm because I've taken shortcuts on training. That's unethical. And it borders on, I don't know, immoral, actually.
It actually really does. We wouldn't want, you know. So one of the things that I like to ask people is, what do you do to kind of keep your mental health in check?
I have had, I've seen good therapists. I regularly will consult with my partners here in the practice. I've done hypnosis. I get regular massages here. I've got a good sounding board. I try to watch what I eat, although I'll admit there are some times when I'm not the healthiest eater. and I'll try and regulate my sleep. I definitely work out a lot because I'm sure what you do is very stressful, and what I do is stressful. So you got to work out and move your body. I have done progressive muscle relaxation. So I always laugh whenever you say, kind of move your butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because if you're not taking care of your health, you really aren't in the best position to take care of other people too. And I've had some health crises. I've had some wake up calls that have, alerted me to the fact that I needed to change my work schedule or change my diet or exercise more.
Exactly. Yeah. We all kind of know when we hit that little.
Yeah. I'm fortunate enough, that we've got such a great team at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, that what I need is here. I mean, unless I need to see a good therapist or coach, I'm going to go someplace else because, I can't see a colleague. But
right.
Anything else, body, mind, and spirit, we offer at the practice. So
you're lucky I'm not closer.
Well, you should
come visit. I'd like banging on your door.
Come visit. In fact, you should. I definitely want you as a guest on my radio show as well.
Oh, well, I would be honored.
Chicago audience would love you.
That sounds like, that always sounds like fun, getting to kind of help that out.
Yeah, but you have to take care of yourself.
You have to.
Priority. You said, I was listening to one of your shows, you were interviewing, was it Corby?
Yes.
And you were talking about put your own oxygen mask on first.
Because honestly, you cannot take care of somebody else until you've taken care of you.
That's right. I like to say, get your own house in order first.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing, and I tell people it's important to do things, that nourish your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means, just going out and taking like a 10 or 15 minute walk, in this state, we're all, double masking and everything else, but you can still go outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get fresh air. You can get sunlight.
Good.
That's
so huge. That just energizes your spirit. It just helps people ground.
Well, and one of the things that I also like to tell people is that if you're standing in a line and you've got a mask on, first of all, if you're going to listen to your phone, do not listen to news at all. So, put on disco music or some funky music. And if you got to wait in a line outside, just start dancing. First of all, people will wonder what you're doing. It's going to make somebody laugh.
Yeah.
And you're never going to see that person again, most likely.
True.
But it makes people smile.
It absolutely does.
You can be crazy. So what? You're stuck in a line.
Mm-hmm.
Just start dancing, get a dance party going while you're in line waiting to get into Sam's or Costco.
I kind of rock back and forth when I'm standing in line. And then it occurred to me several years ago, I'm like, wow, I wonder if this is what I did as a kid to self-soothe, is just kind of rock back and forth.
You know what? I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And finally,
And my wife was just like, do you realize that you rock yourself back and forth when you get like ticked off or, you know, you get upset about something? And I'm like, maybe just go back and quit looking. Just me. Don't need to know about that. So where can people find you?
So thank you for asking. I appreciate it. So they can find us online at thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecifhw. I do a daily Facebook Live Monday through Friday. We've got a YouTube channel. Just look for the CIFHW. You can always call us, 630-980-1400.
And that's in the Chicago area?
Yeah, and we okay. support locally, nationally, as well as internationally.
Right. I just kind of, and I'll have all of those things listed on my Facebook page and on my YouTube channel. So I'll have all the links on there in case you didn't pick up any of the the initials that go with things, because I understand that part too.
Yeah, it's shorter than the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. I don't know what I was smoking when I picked that
name. I came up with this big old long name because somebody had called me the Hypno Fairy Godmother, and I'm like, wow, that's never going to fit on a license plate. But I want to thank you so much for dealing with our technical issues and still being here. And I hope to have you on the show again so that we can talk more about this.
I would love that. Shirley, thank you for having me on the show. And thank you for the great work that you do. You touch lives, and that touches three generations.
That is fabulous. Thank you so much for saying that. And okay, I will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So as I pointed out, we will, I'll have all of her information when I download it onto my Facebook page. If you need to hear any, you know, if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Amy there, you know that I repost everything, and that will be the case this time too. If you have any questions or comments, you can always text me. As a matter of fact, if you leave me a message on this particular show, the top 10, 15 people, Monkey Hypno Fairy Godmother Swag. So that would be really cool. Remember, always take care of your mental state, make an online appointment, or talk to somebody by phone if you need them. Please, please take care of yourself. Now, we're going to take this one last deep breath. Come on, here we go. Deep breath. As you exhale, a smile. So thank you again for tuning in, telling all your friends about the show, and always remember to smile, because people will wonder what you're up to. And please have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. I'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.